Hi, welcome to Hiking with Kevin. I'm Kevin, and I'm hiking, so all of this makes sense so far.
I love our next guest. You can see his series, Hiking with Kevin, on YouTube. It is so good. His comedy, Man with a Plan, you can see it Thursdays on CBS. He's self-quarantined, just like all of us. It's our old friend, Kevin Nealon.
What are you doing? I'm doing so much stuff, actually. You know, it's kind of a drag to have to be quarantined. It's almost like being under house arrest. But I have so much to do. I have, like, I play the guitar and the banjo. I've been learning how to play the piano, and I'm learning how to do Photoshop. It's a lot of, like, learning for me, you know, and also playing with my son and my wife. You know, we have a ping pong table in the garage that I finally cleaned out and put the table up yesterday. So that's fun. It's kind of like a little resort here of fun things to do.
It's Groundhog Day, isn't it?
Yeah, as you watch your bank account just dwindle.
My wife has cleaned the entire house, Kevin. She's cleaned the closets twice. The garage is next on the list. I can't keep up with my wife. I live with a type A person, but you're right. I pulled out the ping pong table. We've been playing ping pong. It's actually making people spend time with their families.
Yeah, there's no reason to go into somebody's house after this and it not to be spotless. You know?
Yes, we're all cleaning. Well, you live out in L.A. You had the L.A. fires in the fall. Now you have the coronavirus in the spring. You guys can't catch a break out there.
Yeah, it's been an interesting and challenging year between the fires. We just moved into the fire zone, by the way, like, you know, right before the fire started. So we had to evacuate twice.
Oh, wow.
And now they wanted us out of the house then, and now they want us in the house.
Are you a hypochondriac? Are you one of those guys that doesn't leave the house? You got to wash your hands 15 times a day?
Not really, no. But I do now think every day that I have the virus, you know, because I feel like sometimes I'll cough or I'll sneeze or I'll feel like a little heavy in the chest. And I think, okay, well, it was the guy from Ralph's grocery store.
We have a doctor on every single week from Northwestern, and my wife constantly thinks she has these symptoms going on. I'm like, Sarah, you just need to relax.
I know. And then my wife always gives me a running tally of how many people have died each day. I go, okay, I don't think I need to know that.
Are we not sensitive as husbands?
I don't know. I mean, this is going to be a real trial period now because of the close encounter with everybody and, you know, having to kind of put up with everybody. But I think we've kind of hit a groove here at my house. You know, we all know we need alone time.
Yep.
We know we need to go to the park.
Yep.
And throw the frisbee around. And, you know, we need to take turns cooking and take the garbage out and make sure the dishes aren't in the sink, you know.
It's all about a schedule. My son does e-learning in his room. My wife goes in the office and I'm in the kitchen. So we separate during the week. On the weekends, we have a schedule to make sure that we do spend time together, but we also need that alone time.
You got to have the alone time. Even though we're all confined to home, you still need to have that, like, you know, sequestered period.
Right. We're talking with Kevin Nealon, Man with a Plan, Thursdays on CBS. I want to talk about hiking with Kevin because I mentioned when we had you in studio this summer, I love this show. And you just had Kim Basinger on, and people can find it on YouTube. Just type in Hiking with Kevin. I don't think I've ever heard an interview with her. She's funny.
She's very elusive, and she's not like a fan of doing interview shows, but I was able to, you know, bring her to a place that she loves and she feels comfortable at. It was the Paws Sanctuary, Performing Animal Welfare Society up in San Andreas, California. And we just had a blast. You know, we walked around these beautiful grounds. It's kind of like being in Africa, and just talked about her career and whether she's getting back into acting or not, and also about elephants and, you know, why she loves them so much.
And she also said she'd go naked.
She would go naked, yeah. And I'm posting the second part of that interview this Thursday that I did with her. And it's also my season finale on that show. And it's funny because that's kind of stopping and Man with a Plan is starting up again.
Alec Baldwin, I've watched it twice now. And what's so funny about this is you guys are walking at kind of a rapid pace. No wonder you're in such great shape because you do Hiking with Kevin. You're always outside walking. But Alec Baldwin, he took off his jacket and his shirt was drenched. Did you have to stop and let him sit down? I thought he was going to pass out.
No, he's not. He wasn't like out of breath or anything. He just is a kind of person that sweats a lot, you know. But it really was challenging to edit that because for continuity, I couldn't put like a silk shirt in the beginning and then a dry shirt later. So I had to kind of watch the sweating thing, you know?
Well, his hair falls too towards the end of the interview. I mean, Alec Baldwin, you know, he's got that nice hair, and it fell, and his shirt was completely drenched by the end of the hike.
That was we hiked during the summer, and it was pretty hot out that day too.
Two other things that I want to mention. Jack Black on screen is just like Jack Black in real life.
Oh yeah, he is. And we got stopped like every 2 minutes by people that wanted to take selfies with him on the trail. That's why I don't like to hike during the weekends,
right?
Because there's too many people on the trail. But he was a great hike, and we had a really good time.
And I know you and Conan are friends. What was that hat that Conan was wearing? Was it a Barney Fife hat? How do you explain that?
You know, to this day, I'll see him and he goes, you know, my only regret in my career was wearing that hat on a hike. Yeah, he just threw on anything just to block the sun. It was really kind of, I think on his part, it was kind of an insult because he probably thought, oh, no one's going to watch this. I'll just throw this thing on.
Right.
And of course, a lot of people watched it. And it was really one of my top 10 hikes because he was so revealing. You know, he really talked about his family, you know, his history of anxiety.
Oh yeah, he said he was an awkward kid, and he didn't really grow until later on in life. What did he say? He was 42 right. years old when he went through his growth spurt.
I'm not sure when it was the growth spurt, but you know, he talks about being fair skinned and getting sunburned in an aluminum boat when he was a kid, and you know, kind of a difficult childhood.
Hiking with Kevin, it is so great because you get a peek inside, and you really. I mean, as you're walking, it takes a while for them to warm up. And once they get in there, they'll just reveal anything, especially like Conan did.
Yeah, I think there's something about being outside that makes them much more revealing and open. You know, there's no audience in front of you, and I'm not looking right at them. I'm looking at the trail. And the camera I'm holding on the selfie stick kind of becomes, you know, an afterthought for a lot of those people.
Right.
Yeah, so it's really a great venue to interview somebody because they're very relaxed.
And Conan from Home started this week. Will we see you on Conan from Home because you guys are friends?
Well, I typically do everything Conan does. I just did his podcast the other day. So I'm sure eventually I will be on that show.
Kevin, I love Conan's podcast. I love it. It's one of my favorites that I listen to. So has that been posted?
I don't think it's been posted yet, and I haven't heard any of his podcasts yet, but I certainly did enjoy doing it that day. We have such a history, so there was a lot of bickering back and forth between us and, you know, accusations, things like that.
I love it. Kevin Nealon, Man with a Plan, Thursdays on CBS, and of course, Hiking with Kevin on YouTube. What are you going to do today? What do you got planned for the self-quarantine?
Today, I'm going to play ping pong with my son.
Nice.
And go to the park again and throw the Frisbee around.
Right.
And think about, you know, what we're going to have for dinner.
That's tough, man. I know. What are we going to eat next during the self-quarantine? Kevin Nealon. Kevin, you're the best. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, buddy. Good talking to you again.
All right. See you, man.
Bye-bye.